This news update's being brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.
We do have one cancellation today. Lakers Schools has now dropped the 2-hour delay and will now be closed all day due to no power. Again, Laker Schools is closed for today.
And good morning, I'm Russ Cervantes from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with a look at your news for the hour. Tamara Lynn Oxley has been sentenced to 150 days in county jail for a probation violation. The sentencing occurred after her discharge from sobriety court. The court granted 8 days credit for time already served. The probation department had recommended 180 days. Defense attorney Dallas L. Rooney presented evidence of Ms. Oxley's 17 months of sobriety, ongoing counseling, AA meeting attendance, and completion of her community service and fines. Ms. Oxley also affirmed her continued volunteer work and accepted responsibility for the violation. Prosecuting attorney Timothy J. Rakowski stated that failing to impose jail time would diminish the court's authority, referencing the original probation terms. The court approved work release contingent on Sheriff's Department's policy and informed Ms. Oxley of her right to appeal. And a man was airlifted from a crash in Michigan's Thumb region this past weekend. The crash happened around 7:50 p.m. Sunday on Van Gysen Road near Graff Road, west of Caro in Tuscola County. A 34-year-old man was driving an SUV and left the roadway, crashing into a tree. The man was unconscious when authorities arrived, and he was airlifted to a Saginaw hospital for treatment. The crash still remains under investigation. And a Michigan State Police trooper and another driver were injured Saturday morning in a crash in Birch Run Township. Authorities say the collision occurred just after 10:20 a.m. near the intersections of Gira Road and Birch Run Roads while the trooper was responding to an emergency call. Both the trooper and the other motorist suffered injuries described as non-life-threatening and were taken to nearby hospitals for treatment. The roadway was temporarily shut down as investigators examined the scene and had since reopened. And a Bay County jury has convicted a 46-year-old man in connection with a deadly drunken driving crash that killed a Hampton Township woman and seriously injured her teenage son. Prosecutors say Kelvin Trask was intoxicated and speeding when his pickup truck struck a van pulling out of a driveway along West Hampton Road in February of 2024. The driver of the van, Polly Christensen, later died from her injuries at a local hospital. Her son survived after being hospitalized in critical condition. Investigators say Trask's blood alcohol level was above the legal limit at the time of the crash. Christensen worked as a paraprofessional with the Essexville-Hampton Public School District while her son was a student at Kramer Junior High School. Trask was found guilty of operating while intoxicated, causing death, and causing serious injury. He faces up to 15 years in prison at sentencing, which is scheduled for June in Bay County Circuit Court. And we'll be back right after these words from our sponsor.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware.
And we're back with more news. Historians and preservationists across Pennsylvania, Maryland, and West Virginia are celebrating the historical legacy of the National Road this week. Originally conceived by George Washington to physically unite the early United States, construction on the route began in 1811 in Cumberland, Maryland, eventually stretching to Illinois. Recent climate patterns and fluctuating water reservoirs have recently exposed submerged architectural relics of the road, such as the 1818 Great Crossings Bridge in Pennsylvania. Local tourism boards are utilizing these rare sightings to educate the public on the engineering feats of the early American infrastructure. Health officials in Lebanon reported that the cumulative casualties from regional military actions since March have surpassed 3,000 individuals alongside widespread civilian displacement. Despite an active ceasefire agreement brokered in mid-April, sporadic cross-border attacks continue to be reported by both regional militaries and Hezbollah. Diplomatic representatives from multiple nations are attempting to stabilize the situation ahead of formal bilateral talks scheduled for early June. International observers warn that the frequent violations threaten to entirely unravel the delicate peace framework. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by your neighborhood Ace stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware.
Pack the car, grab the sunscreen, and point the GPS towards Michigan's Thumb. The 55th Annual Michigan's Original Thumb Area Vacation Guide for 2026 has officially arrived, and it's packed with everything from beaches and back roads to festivals, fishing, food, and family fun. This year's free guide features a classic Thumb Lighthouse on the cover, serving as a reminder that some of Michigan's best summer adventures are just a short drive away. Whether it's a weekend in Port Austin, a sunrise along Lake Huron, or tracking down the perfect ice cream stop, the guide is designed to help visitors make the most of the season. Inside, readers will find local attractions, camping spots, restaurants, events, shopping destinations, and hidden gems scattered across the Thumb region. Organizers say the publication has become a tradition for many travelers planning their warm weather road trips. Printed copies are now available throughout the region. And for those already dreaming about summer from home, a digital flipbook edition is also available online through thumbnet.net.
And that has been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.